insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. السلام عليكم brothers and sisters. We'd like to welcome you to another of our programs, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of His verses. We were discussing verse 102. Before continuing our discussion, let's first hear the verse.
واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر وما أنزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت وما يعلمان من أحد حتى يقولا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر فيتعلمون منهما ما يفرقون به بين المرء وزوجه وما هم بضارين به من أحد إلا بإذن الله ويتعلمون ما يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ولقد علموا لمن اشتراه ما له في الآخرة من خلاق ولبئس ما شروا به أنفسهم لو كانوا يعلمون.
If you remember briefly, I would like to recap what the verse was discussing. The verse was discussing the issue of magic amongst Bani Israel, and that where they had learned it was through two sources. One of the sources were the shayateen, the jinns, and in a hadith it says it's shaitan, but apparently it's the jinns generally, because we know shaitan, iblis, is also one of them. So anyhow, one of the sources where they learned how to do magic were the shayateen. But those shayateen, the jinn, attributed that to Prophet Sulaiman, and they told the people that the reason why Sulaiman was able to govern the way he did, the absolute power that he had, which he was even able to force the jinns to do what he wanted them to do for him. He had the winds under his control. He had the different insects under his control, different animals under his control. The jinns, after the Prophet passed away, said that the reason or the power came from magic. So they taught the people magic. This verse told us that that point that the shayateen, the jinns, mentioned regarding magic being practiced by the Prophet is wrong, is absolutely wrong. It was the shayateen that lied. It wasn't that Sulaiman became kafir. And we explained the reason why it was explained in that way. The verse says, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانِ, was that sihr and magic is considered kufr in the Holy Quran. And by their own prophet, Prophet Musa, when Prophet Musa went to Fir'aun, Fir'aun accused him of doing magic when he threw his cane and it turned into a snake. Fir'aun said, this is magic. The Prophet said, no, this is not magic. Magic is kufr. The other source where they learned magic were two angels, Harut and Marut, in Babylon. When the Jews were in Babylon, they learned through these two angels, sihr. The Holy Quran confirms that and says, yes, they did teach the people sihr. However, the sihr was not taught without a pretext. The angels told the people that what we are teaching you, you're going to be tested upon. Innama nahnu fitnah. and that you should take this and use it in the right way. There's two ways to use this. There's a hadith actually that we have in this regard in a noble book called Uyun Akhbar al-Ridha, salamullah alayh, that in a discussion between the 8th Imam, Imam al-Ridha, salamullah alayh, and Ma'mun, the Imam is asked to explain what this verse is saying. The Imam says that the angels, Harut and Marut, taught people sihr to be able to take away the effect of black magic, magic that was harmful to others. The angels came down and they started teaching the people. So these were the two sources. Other points were also mentioned. The last point that we were mentioning regarding this story was, what is exactly sihr? Okay, we have extremes in regards to sihr and magic. Some people who have more of a logical mindset and actually to a certain extent have more attachments to tangible things, and it's difficult for them to accept things that are not tangible, they go as far as denying any type of such events. We say magic is just nonsense, and it is just made up by people to fool others in thinking certain things have got causes that are not seen. But otherwise, if anything happens, it has got a cause that can be discovered by science. So they just deny the existence of anything that is called magic. Now, some of the religious ones, some of the religious people that, you know, they don't deny all sorts of intangible and non-material causes for things. They don't, you know, I just said, they don't deny everything. Obviously, they accept the miracles of prophets and stuff. But when it comes to magic, they think that this is something that is not true. It's not Islamic, or they, you know, Islamically, it's not accepted. It is something that is used to fool the masses, or fool some of the more simple-minded people. This is one extreme. And you have another extreme that believes everything that goes on around us is magic, spells, and things like that. And, you know, we have both extremes, unfortunately. Well, for the first extreme, this verse is telling us that there is such a thing. There is sihr. Sihr is something real. The angels were teaching the people how to do it. Scholars have written books regarding it. A well-known Shia scholar that has written in this regard, not with the name of sihr. They used to call these ulum al-ghariba, all right, the unfamiliar sciences or the less known sciences. This is Sheikh Baha'i, which lived in the 11th century after the Hijrah in the lunar calendar. He has written a book in this regard. So this is actually absolutely accepted in Islamic texts, and the Holy Quran just accepts it and says this is the case. And also in the story of Prophet Musa, the issue of sihr is accepted. But on the other hand, it is not such that magic has got a very, you know, that's a very tremendous effect and something that could, you know, change people's lives altogether and turn people like crazy overnight, and everyone's under the effect of this, and we should worry about everything and become paranoid in society. That's also not true. Okay, the limit to the effect of this is very little. And as the verse said, that it has an effect, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows that effect to take place. Without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will not be effective. Now, if this world would have been governed by magic, that kind of doesn't make sense, you know, that everything around us is magic, and, you know, this person is putting casting spells on others, and there's witches, and this and that, and shayateen, and demons. You know, that's not the reality of this world. It exists, but not to that extent. And the effects of such things are minimal. A very good discussion, I would like to refer those who are more interested in this topic to read this section of Al-Mizan, Allama Tabatabai, for those, of course, who understand Arabic, Allama Tabatabai has given a very interesting explanation in regards to the effect of this magic, and on some people it will not have effects, on others it will, how that is, and all of that. It's been explained. But it's too in-depth for us to try to deal with in this session. But why is it such, or how can it be that magic even does exist? Why can't God stop it? No, God, it's not about God stopping it, or why can't he, does he have the power? No, it's one of the things that has got effects in this life, in this world, on earth. There's a lot of different things that have got effects on our lives. One of them is magic. There's no difference between this that has an effect, this cause, which is, you know, a spiritual thing. It deals with the spirit, but it's not a godly thing. It's not something that God wants people to do. It's a, what we call a satanic power. It's evil powers. Of course, as we mentioned earlier on, it can be used in the right way too, but that right way is to nullify the effect of the wrong magic, or the magic that's used in the wrong way. All right. So in and of itself, it doesn't have any positive usage unless there's other magic that's used. And to nullify that, you want to use magic. That's the positive usage of it. But this effect, or this cause that has effects, can do things, is just like anything else. Just like an earthquake can kill people. Okay, has got some evil effects. Just like, knives or bullets or anything that can cause harm to others. There's different things that have got these harmful effects for others. You can use them in a good way or in a bad way. Sihr, again, it has both usages. And you can either use it in the right way or in the wrong way. So the existence of that is not illogical, or that some may think that it does not conform with the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, you know, very briefly I tried to explain for those who want further explanation regarding this, they should refer to Kalam books. Inshallah, we hope that we can go further in the following session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك يا من لا شريك